Okay. I saw this interesting story yesterday of the Chofetz Chaim's son-in-law. Chofetz Chaim had a son-in-law called Aaron Cohen. Son-in-law. And I, to be honest, I don't know much about this son-in-law, but I do know that at one point he decided to move to Eretz Yisrael. So he moved to Eretz Yisrael, and when he moved, he settled the Shari Chesed neighborhood in Yerushalayim. So he moved there, and it was they prepared quite a reception. I saw this story, Malach Biderman writes this story, that they prepared quite a reception for him. You know, son-in-law of the Chofetz Chaim, son-in-law of the greatest giant of the generation, is coming to settle in Shai Chesed. They were very excited, they prepared the whole reception, and he arrived, finally, with all the boxes of the luggage and everything, and he said, whole reception to welcome him and everything. Of course, it was quite modest and quite humble what they had, but still, they wanted to honor him, chabot him. And then he said, packs his initial bags and comes to Maariv. And fine. Next morning, they're in shul, they're waiting for him, and he doesn't show up. And they don't know if they should wait for him or not, but ultimately, he just doesn't show up. So they wait lunch, they wait the whole day. He doesn't come out from the flat, 2 days, 3 days. He doesn't come up, doesn't come out at all. Till they eventually realize, they see that everything is dark and done. All the books actually have gone, and they suddenly realize, actually, he's not even there anymore. He only came for one night, and he packed his bags and he moved. And they get quite worried. What's happened? He came to settle, and suddenly he's left. He's disappeared, vanished into thin air. So they ask around, and they send messengers. They're quite worried and quite concerned. Then it turns out that actually, after some research, they'll find him that he's actually in Tveria, out of all places, in Tveria. So they don't know what. So why is he suddenly in Tveria? Why is he suddenly being found in Tveria? So they sent a message to ask, they sent somebody there, and said, "What, you came to settle in Shai Chesed, in Yerushalayim, and suddenly you found in Tveria, that's where you're settling now. What's going on? Why did you initially start settling in Shai Chesed, and then by the next day you're gone and you're disappeared and you vanished? And more than that, you're not even speaking to us, you just like disappeared. What's going on here? Suddenly you're going to, you found in Tveria, and that's where you're settling down." So he said, I'll tell you what happened. Apologies for not explaining myself, but he said, "I'll tell you what, just to clarify." He says, when I left Europe, then I asked my shver, where shall I move to? Shall I move to Yerushalayim, Rakodesh? Yerushalayim is a city where the Beis Hamikdash was. Or perhaps shall I go to Tveria? It's a choshva city. Perhaps I go to Chevron. Chevron is where Chevron is a very special city. Perhaps I should move to Yafo, which was just developing then, which was had a strong yishuv. Where shall I go to? Which of the cities shall I move? So the Chofetz Chaim replied to his son-in-law, and he said, It doesn't matter where you go. Everything in Eretz Yisrael is heilig. Every place you go, it doesn't really make a difference. But one thing you've got to make sure. You go to a place where there's no machloikas. Where there's no animosity, where there's no machloikas, where people are not fighting with each other. That's the way. Once you see a fight, you have to escape straight away. And then he stretched out his hand, and he asked his son-in-law, "Shake my hand, that you're not getting involved in a place where there's a machloikas. Shake my hand. I want a handshake that you're promising. You're just settling. It doesn't make a difference where. In your Eretz Yisrael, but it's got to be a place where there's shalom." And he took his hand and he shook his hand. And that was it. So a few weeks later, he lands up in Shai Chesed, who were all grand welcome. And he says, "I noticed when I went to Maariv, it was a bit machloikas about the Gaboyim and the machloikas. About Maftir, about the Musaf, it was a bit machloikas. I had to run home after Maariv, and I packed my bags, and overnight I left. And I didn't have time to explain myself. I'm sorry, but it was a handshake. It was a promise to my father and the Chofetz Chaim. I'm not staying in a place where there's a machloikas." And he disappeared. I thought it's a Moedig Meisim. Simon Shin Tzad again on page 520. We're talking about the halachas of Din Erev B'Yom Tov Shechal B'Erev Shabbos for Din Ben Hashmos L'Orev. A completely new topic. And the topic is, what's the halacha when you want to make an Erev on Yom Tov, which, if Yom Tov falls on Friday, what are you going to do about the Erev? Okay, good question. We never discussed that. What are the halachas with regards to an Erev on Yom Tov? So, are you men to make an Erev? We know, we've discussed, you make an Erev and a Shittuf Mavos. You make it before Shabbos. Yes, we know that. Okay, what happens if Friday, the day that you're going to make the Eruv and the Shittuf Mavos, in order to carry in the Chotzah, that Friday happens to be a Yom Tov? Is that a problem, yes or no? And that's what we're going to be learning over here. In Simon, Shin, Sadi, Gimel, Seif, Aleph. Hein ma'arv and me'ruv chatzeres v'shittuf mavos b'yom tov. You may not make an Eruv chatzeres and a Shittuf Mavos on Yom Tov. Shechalis b'shav Shabbos, which falls on Friday. So no, you do not do a Shittuf Mavos on Yom Tov. If Yom Tov falls on Friday, forget it. You don't do a shittim of ours. Ve'im shachach. What happens if you forgot? Veloy erev me'erev yom tov. And what happens if you failed to make an erev before Shabbos? And now it's Friday. Of course, we know on Thursday, Friday, when it's yom tov, you're allowed to carry. Of course. But now you're talking about Shabbos. You want to know if you can make an erev chatzeros on Friday, yom tov, for tomorrow Shabbos. The answer is no, you can't. But what happens if you forgot? You forgot. Suddenly realize, oh no, I forgot. What's the halacha then? Ve'im shachar, if you forgot, v'lo erev be'erev yom tov, if you forgot, and you did not make an erev chatzeros shittim of ours on before Yom Tov, v'cholu shnei yomim toivim b'yom chamish v'yom shishi, and the 2 days Yom Tov fell on Thursday, Friday. What are you going to do? Yor b'yom tov atnai. You can do the following. Keshmak elom d'shashtikel. You can make a tnai as follows. Now, what's the tnai? Tnai is a condition. No, it's not a condition. There's a better word for that. What's the word for tnai? There's a better word. Not condition. It is a condition, but not here. You make like, if, da da da, then, and if then how is that called in English? It's a good English word. Art scroll. Schottenstein. What's the word for it? Stipulation. Is it called a stipulation?
You make a stipulation.
Is that it? Okay, so a stipulation. So you make a stipulation as follows. You stipulate. Yeah, is that it? Yeah, is that a word? You stipulate. Not really. All right. Okay. So you make a stipulation. One of the stipulations follows. It's based on the fact that how does it work if there's 2 days Yom Tov? What is really conceptually 2 days Yom Tov? You learned Be'er. What's 2 days Yom Tov? What is really 2 days Yom Tov? Why is it 2 days Yom Tov? Why? Sofek. What's a Sofek? Could be it's the first day is Yom Tov. Could be the second day is Yom Tov. Chaim said, we don't really know. There's a Sofek. There's a doubt. So we're assuming that both days are Yom Tov. Because in what's it nice as follows. Yorib Yom Tov Atnai, you make on Yom Tov the following stipulation, Friday. Shiyoyim, he says as follows. He says the following stipulation. If today is Friday, if today is weekday, here's the Eruv, this is an Eruv. If today is not really Minat Torah, if it's not really Yom Tov, then today is a weekday, this should be an Eruv. Vim Yoyim Kodosh, and if today is Yom Tov, and before I klum, then what I've done now is null and void. And the following day you say, Ima Yoim Kodesh, if today is Yom Tov, Harei Aftimes Motz, I've made an Erev yesterday. Vima Yoim Choel, and if today, Friday is weekday, yes, Erev, that would be an Erev. Vahana Mele, this is Bishnei Yom Tov Mishal Goliath. That's on the 2 days of Yom Tov, of Goliath. Ava Bishnei Yom Tov Mishal Shoshana, but when it comes to 2 days of Shana, loy, you can't do that. Because it's as if one extended 2 days. Okay, so how does it work? What are you meant to do? Yeah, so the Mishnah explains in the first wide line, it's got that altnai v'loy bracha, you don't make a bracha. So what happens as follows. What happens is, so what are you meant to do? So again, Thursday, Friday, Yom Tov, followed by Shabbos. You want to be able to carry in your chatzah on Shabbos. What are you meant to do? You forgot. Ideally, you make the Eruv chatzeros on Wednesday. You forgot. So what are you meant to do? Comes on the first Yom Tov, which is Thursday. You say as follows. If today is Yom Tov, and you make an Eruv. You take an Eruv, you make an Eruv, you make the action of the action of an Eruv. And you say, if today is Chol, thank you. If today is Chol, then this is the Eruv that I'm making. And it works. Fine. And tomorrow is Yom Tov, very nice. And this Eruv now will work. Fine. If today is Yom Tov, then what I'm doing now is nothing. Good. From Friday, comes Friday, you do exactly the same thing again. If today is weekday, then what I'm doing now is the Eruv. Very good. And I can carry tomorrow. And if today is Yom Tov, so what I'm doing now is null and void, is nothing. But yesterday is Eruv, then it worked. And that's it. So that's the way you can do. That's the stipulation, and that works. So again, the Mishnah Berurah says, you do not make a bracha. Why don't you make a bracha? It's a suffix, because each day is a suffix, 50% chance. And this, of course, works for all the Yom Tovim, but it doesn't work for Rosh Hashanah. Why does it not work for Rosh Hashanah? Because Rosh Hashanah, the Shulchan Aruch says, is Kiyum HaRichter. Because it's on, which days of the month is Rosh Hashanah? On Aleph and Beis, the first and second. So it's not a Sofek, it's actually Meikar Adin. And therefore, the stipulation won't work because the Kiyum HaRichter, both days are equally, is equally Heilig, and the Kedusha is Chal. Therefore, you can't make a stipulation one day, a second day. Save Beis. Echad Erev Chatzeres, Ech Shidu Mevos. When it comes to Erev Chatzeres or to Shidu Mevos, Ma'ar V'noisam Ben Hashmosh, you can do it Ben Hashmoshes, which is twilight period. V'afilim Kvar Kibbutal of Toys for Shabbos, even if you were Makabal already Toys for Shabbos. So, in other words, a summer Shabbos, then we call the Shabbos early, which is what time, for instance, at, what time does Shtibel daven?
7:20.
Okay, daven 7:20. Got a long, long time to go till Shabbos proper. But yeah, Makabal to Shabbos, and suddenly he says, oh no, I won't be able to carry in my back garden because I didn't make an Erev Chatzeres. What are you going to do now? You Makabal Shabbos. You're wearing the Shtramel and all Shabbos thing, and you don't know what to do now. So what? So the answer is a massive Chiddush, that yes, it doesn't matter, you can still make an Erev Chatzeres. Is there anything else you can do still? It's Shabbos already, so how come you can do? Can you write? No. Can you switch on the lights? You can't. So why is Erev Chatzeres different? Why can you still make an Erev Chatzeres? Mishnah Berurah says explicitly, Shulchan Aruch says explicitly, Afilim kvar kibbutal of Tosefes Shabbos, if you accept already Shabbos. Shulchan Aruch does say, Yesh Oisim, some disagree, kibbutal of Tosefes Shabbos, some disagree and say, no, you can't. If you're Mekabel Shabbos already, you can't. But the formal opinion says you can. It's very big Kiddush. Pardon? So the answer is, the melacha is that it's nearly kemesaken. I'm looking for the Mishnah Berurah over here. Mishnah Berurah says somewhere that it's nearly kemesaken. Which one? Mishnah Berurah, safe cotton. Pardon? That's right, here it is. Thank you so much. In ma'av mipnish, nearly kemesaken b'yomtev, l'tzorich macha. It's a nirikam esaken. So therefore, it appears as if you're doing tikkun mona. Same would apply also to ben hashmoshes. And over here, there's a special kula they've made that ben hashmoshes, you can still do it. It's a kula, it's a great kula. But the machloek is as to whether once you've been mekabel to yourself a Shabbos, if you can still do it. I think it's a very big chiddush. Siv Gimel. Erev leshnayim, leechol mibodyoim, venechol leerev ben hashmoshes. So what happens if a person uses an erev for two? But use this item, you use the Mibodyoim, Fenechal Erev Ben Hashmoshes. And this Erev was eaten up, very literally was eaten up, before Ben Hashmoshes. So, Erev Leshnaim, you made an Erev for two people, Le'echot, one of them, Mibodyoim, was before Shabbos came in, Fenechal Erev Ben Hashmoshes, the Erev was eaten up Ben Hashmoshes, Le'echot Erev Ben Hashmoshes, and the other one was eaten up Ben Hashmoshes, Shneim Konu Erev, Vleichot Erev Ben Hashmoshes, and for the other one, he made actually the Erev after Ben Hashmoshes. Shneim Konu Erev, both of them acquired the Erev. The Erev actually works for both. Shele'oiz Shneichal Erev Ben Hashmoshes, for the one that he was eaten up Ben Hashmoshes, Hanuchosh Moise Laila, for him it's considered really night. And therefore it works. Vleichot Shneich Erev Ben Hashmoshes, and for the second one that only plays the Erev Ben Hashmoshes, Chosh Moise Yom, it's considered day, and therefore it doesn't matter. But if the Erev was actually placed and made Ben Hashmoshes, and it was eaten Ben Hashmoshes, also it's also. There is an interesting discussion. Again, the safe of this halach is very interesting. What happened? A person took the Erev during Ben Hashmoshes. This is a Shas Shulchan Aruch over here. Mamash important. So what happens is a person took the Erev during Ben Hashmoshes, and he took it and he said, okay, this is my Erev now. And he makes the bracha and he makes an Erev. Good. What did he do now? He put it aside, and what happened? A big fat fox came and ate it up. Okay. Does the Erev, is the Erev chal, yes or no? So the Shulchan Aruch is telling us, waste of time, Erev is not chal, you can't carry on Shabbos. Now I would like to ask you a question. My question is, a fascinating, how does Ben Hashmoshes work? Ben Hashmoshes is a twilight period between day and night. Does it work that every second we are in doubt as to whether when the switch takes place, or is it just that it's certainly day before, and it's certainly night at the end, and in between is an absolute suffix, and we just don't know. It's one unit of a suffix. Is it every second we're not sure, or is that it's one unit of a suffix? Nice chakira. Chakira in Rishonim and Achronim. Again, I'm just repeating, it's a very important idea. If a person, there's the Ben Hashmoshes is the Shkia. The time between Shkia and Nacht, is it every second, maybe day, maybe night, maybe day, maybe night, maybe night, maybe night? Or is it just one unit of a doubt? How would you look at it? What would you say? One unit of doubt. One? Every second is a suffix. What do you say? What do you say? Oh, brilliant. How do you know? Absolutely amazing. Absolutely. What you're saying is mamash beautiful. That's what Achronim bring a Rai from this Shulchan Aruch. Amazing. Beautiful. It's mamash beautiful. Can you repeat your words of wisdom? Your pearls of wisdom. It's a very, very interesting. So that's the mindset that Achronim want to bring in Rai for this enormous machloikas and chakira in the Achronim. It's enormous. How does Ben Hashmoshes work? It is one of the prime ma'amakoymas to bring a proof to what you're saying. There might be another Rai as well, but it is certainly one of the brilliant proofs what Naftali Zohar Kohen says. There will be a proof for this particular tzad. Okay, boys, so just to summarize what we learned this evening, we learned that Erev Chatzeres and Shudah Mamos may not be done on Yom Tov. What happens if you go to do Yom Tov? What are you meant to do? Stipulation, that's right. If today is weekday, if today is Chol, good. Does that work for Rosh Hashanah? It doesn't work for Rosh Hashanah. So Rosh Hashanah, if you didn't make an Eruv on Wednesday before Rosh Hashanah, tough luck, don't carry on Shabbos. We learned that you can make an Eruv Chatzeres Ben Hashmoshes. However, if you did have a Shabbos, it's a Machloikas. Once you've been covered Shabbos, but the according to the first opinion, you can make still an Erev Chatzeres Shittuf Mavos after Ben Hashmoshes. And finally, we learned about the Ben Hashmoshes and the beautiful proof of Naftali Yisrael HaKohen with regards to one unit being Ben Hashmoshes. I wish you a very good evening. Simon Shinsadi Dalla Tumoy Mitzvah Shem.